Then you have the functional impairment, which is initially documented in the full assessment or reassessment form, whichever is applicable at ADMIT, and updated in each progress note. And finally, you have the planned clinical interventions, which are initially documented in the full assessment or reassessment form, whichever is applicable at ADMIT, expanded in the client treatment plan, and specifically documented in each and every progress note. So note that the clinical loop of documentation describes who the consumer is via the full or reassessment forms you complete, then identifies the short-term goals that the consumer will attain to facilitate reaching his or her identified long-term goals via the client treatment plan, and subsequently describes each step taken by the consumer to accomplish each identified short-term goal via every progress note.